This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Have you ever heard of wedding photo drama before?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, one of my girlfriends, Jillian, got married a couple summers ago, and... But I was holding my flowers too high.
So she was mad at you.
Yeah, she's like, what? You're supposed to rest them like on your hip bones. I didn't know that.
There's a new bride who went to Reddit to complain about an issue she had dealt with, and we thought the problem was fairly entertaining. She had a 7-month pregnant bridesmaid who kept holding her belly in all the pictures, like her baby.
Uh-huh.
And then the bride had to be like, yo, can you take a few shots where you're not holding it? And her friend, her bridesmaid, has not talked to her since. So she's like, was it justified that I asked that she doesn't hold the belly in the picture? So we thought we'd discuss.
Okay.
I think it is weird that she was holding her stomach. Like, hold your flowers, don't hold your stomach.
Could you hold your flowers in front of the stomach? Or, like, maybe put the flowers on your stomach?
No, hold the flowers in front of your stomach.
Okay, I fully support the pregnant woman holding her belly, and here's why. If that were me,
yeah,
I would rather look pregnant.
Oh, God, okay.
And, like, hold the belly so people know there's a baby in my belly.
Right. Okay. So, that makes sense. Like, you...
Like, I don't think this woman's trying to take away from the bride's day. And she's not making it a maternity shoot, unless that is her goal and she's saving money and is just going to crop everyone else out of the picture and just frame that.
Well, here's what I would do if I was that bride. Instead of being like, yo, please don't, I would just say, hey, I got a really good idea.
Put your hands up.
No, I... And wave them side to side. Okay, now everybody jump. No. I would say, like, hey, while you're all dressed up and looking beautiful, do you want to get a few pictures of you, like, holding your belly for just you to have? This is a pretty special moment. You got a nice glow. And then when she comes back, be like, okay, now drop the shtick.
Stop holding your
drop
belly.
Drop the arms. She may have just wanted to be recognized.
Let her feel good about the baby
yeah.
and her belly.
But
and your best friends. Shouldn't you just be supportive? I'm here in your wedding party, probably feeling fat.
Yeah.
So just let me hold my belly.
And a little sweaty, maybe.
A little
depending
sweaty.
Depending on how nice it was.
It was
out.
Probably in the summer. Her feet are swollen.
I just thought of an even better idea.
What?
Bring a dog. And be like, here, hold this. Lisa hates charity.
Not true.
Well, I've heard you get fairly upset a few times lately about it.
I just think people need to stop asking for charity money on their birthdays on Facebook.
You can't say that they should stop.
Let me explain.
Brand new. This is like a month old.
Exactly.
You're already annoyed of it?
Because everyone's doing it. Like, thanks for the guilt trip. Now I'm poor just because you were born? Happy birthday, I guess. Okay. Listen, I'm sure it's going to make me a better person down the road, and I love that people are choosing charity organizations that they are passionate about.
Yeah, and you have donated, I've noticed, a few times.
Every single time, and I'm the same type of person that at the grocery store, hey, you want to donate a couple bucks for kids? Absolutely. Pet store? Oh, would you like to help animals that need foster homes? Heck yeah.
Girl guides. I've watched you make the girl guides watch you eat a full tray of cookies so you could get another one.
The kids come to the door. Hey, we're trying to raise money for our soccer team. Do you guys have any bottles? Absolutely.
No. You rent a room at my house. You're giving away my bottles?
I can't help it.
You have a problem.
So anyway, I'm not actually complaining, but the guilt trip is real, my friend. And this is a new thing that Facebook has implemented, and it's genius.
Yeah, it is smart.
I'm going to have to track all of these receipts.
No, but why don't you just scroll past?
I can't.
But like, they can't see that you saw it. See, I donated to the first one I saw because I was like, this is genius.
This is so cool.
What a smart move, Doug. And then my buddy Keenan the next day is doing the same thing. I'm like, lame. All right, here's the deal. It's time for the classified game. We call looking for a random Kijiji item. Lisa picks it out, dishes me the phone number, sets up the call. And then I get to ask 3 questions, having no idea what it is. And we try to figure it out as a team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. So text in what you think the item is. on Kijiji after Ryder asks these three questions.
And if you're right, anybody that's right is qualified for the Edmonton Craft Beer Festival tickets with sample tokens for May 31st, June 1st.
Yep.
All right. Simple as that.
Those tokens are the best.
Win beer by just figuring out what we're calling about. So you'll point at me when it's time to start asking my questions,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm plugging my ears.
Hello.
Hi, Candy. I'm just curious if you still had your available.
Yeah.
Okay. My little brother is interested, and he's never bought anything online. Do you mind if he asks you a few questions?
Oh, God. I'm just going to get my daughter because she posted that.
Okay, sure.
Brittany? Hello.
Hey, I'm just wondering, will it fit in my bicycle basket?
How big is your bicycle basket?
Pretty normal-sized bicycle basket, I'd say, by, like, 1 foot by 1 foot.
It might just, like, hang out of one side.
All right, next question. Is it used, or is she pretty new still?
She's still pretty new. Like, they were only in it for about, 6 or so months. So I got it, like, just around the end.
Oh, okay. Last question is, what does it smell like? Does it, like, stink?
Probably smells like my garage.
It smells like your garage?
Yeah, just because it's been out there for a little bit.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll get back to you if I decide to take you up on that.
All right.
All right. So just to recap, it will fit in a bike basket.
But it'll hang out. Yeah.
She's pretty new. They were only in it for 6 months. And finally, it smells like her garage. What were we inquiring about?
A lot of people guessing tent.
Incorrect. Okay.
Car seat was another big one on the text line. A water bag. I'm not really sure what that even means.
I don't want to know. Roller skates?
Yeah, no, that's not a ukulele.
Okay, we'll get to it. What's the answer?
A hamster cage. And there were a lot of people that got it right. So if you wrote in hamster cage, you're qualified to win these craft beer festival tickets. I'm so impressed.
Right now we're talking about what you almost won.
This after it was just announced that goldhunt.ca has created a treasure hunt here in Edmonton. They've buried $100,000 worth of gold and silver, and you have to purchase a $25 treasure map or extra clues for $45, and then you have to find it. Which brings me back to my childhood of when they did something similar in St. Albert, and I ventured out with my mom to try and find it. And I don't know if I'm making this up, if I dreamt it. I'm trying to call my mom, but she's camping right now, not answering the phone. I swear I pointed at a certain chest, and I was like, it's in there. And my mom was like, no, there's no way. And then someone found it the next day in that said treasure trunk.
You sound like you're talking with the same confidence that you do when you claim that you invented rollerblades, which were actually invented about 11 years before you were born. So I'm not sold. We'll have to talk to your mom at some point.
Jay from St. Albert texted in saying, I was one number off from winning $10 million.
No.
Lotto 649 jackpot. Oh. So close.
So he still would have won some money for that.
There you go.
I was one point short of getting in the money in this huge hockey draft that I was in.
So a hockey player needed one more point?
The entire, like, six players from San Jose, I just needed one more player to get one more point.
And now they're out.
And I would have been in the money.
That sucks, man.
Big time. 780-784-7107, what do you got for us?
My husband and I got engaged in Vegas. And then we're in the airport on the way home, and we're playing the VLT or the slot machines in the airport. So played like $20 there, and then because we just gotten engaged, I was like, oh, I want one of those bridal magazines. So go to the little kiosk there or whatever, buy a bridal magazine for $8. And my husband was like, my fiance at the time was so irritated because I had spent $8 on this bridal magazine. But the slot machine we were just on, I had gotten up to go buy the magazine to come back, and this old lady had sat down, put 25 cents into it, and won $2,800.
No.
So if I'd stayed there and played the extra $8 that I'd wasted on the wedding magazine, I would have paid for my entire Vegas trip.
So, oh, painful.
Yeah. Yeah, so my husband was super, super impressed. We were off to a good start. So.
Right after getting engaged. That's amazing. Thanks,
right?
Kathy.
So, yeah. You're welcome. Bye.
I bet he canceled his subscription to Bridal Magazine immediately after getting home.
Calm down.
He's like, I'm not reading that anymore. Weird Date Wednesday.
Woo!
Weird Date
Wednesday. And you know you have a story and you want to share it with the world. I got a direct message on my Instagram yesterday because I just asked online, like, if you got a weird date, let me know and we'll read it on air tomorrow. And this one is something else. A guy named Steven wrote me, thank you for the support of our show, Steven. He says, I brought this girl I had been talking to for a couple months out to a ball game. And then in brackets, he writes, every person who plays ball knows it's hard to get extra girls out to play sometimes.
Good point.
So I thought it would be a fun way to see if she could get along with my friends. When she went up to bat, my friends were so supportive and cheering her on. She absolutely cranks the ball. It hits a bird.
Oh, no.
The bird dropped in the middle of the field.
What?
She cried, had a mental breakdown, and had to leave. I never saw her again. So, that's so dramatic.
Wow, that's a really good hit. The bird didn't
right?
even see it coming.
Too bad she'll never come back. You need those extra girls.
Hey, what's up?
A friend of mine set me up on a blind date, and she kept talking about this guy that I would get along with so well, and they thought it would just be perfect, match made in heaven. So I show up to the date where they had kind of scheduled it all for us. I know nothing about this guy. I show up, and it is my first cousin, Chris.
No!
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to have lunch with my cousin, and it was fun to catch up. But, yeah, I had to tell her, yeah, that was my cousin.
That is amazing.
That doesn't sound too far-fetched to me. I grew up in a town of about 1,000 people, and, like, I was probably related to about 65% of them.
Yep, that's me, too. I grew up in Lumsden, tiny town in Saskatchewan, and, everyone's a cousin.
This cute girl moved to town, and my best friend fell in love with her. He had such a huge crush, and he was talking about her all the time and stuff, and his mom overheard him once and was like, stop that. That's your first cousin.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
What's your name?
Danielle.
Big day in sports yesterday. We're letting Lisa, who didn't watch any of it, give the recap.
No. Oh, man. Okay.
Here goes.
The only reason I know some things is because Drake goes to every Toronto game. So the Toronto Raptors are moving on to the finals. They're not? Are they out?
No, they just tied up the series.
Oh, they tied up the series again. Steph Curry's team.
The Golden Knights.
Okay, naturally.
So that's also incorrect.
Oh.
The Golden State Warriors are
Golden
in the final.
State
and they will await the winner of Milwaukee and Toronto. Close.
Oh, so the Raptors are what?
Yeah, the Raptors are from Toronto, yeah.
Okay, the Sharks are out of the NHL 2019 playoffs.
That's
they were
so
eliminated against the... I have not watched any hockey.
Come on.
Who's on the team? Give me a clue.
Braden Schenn.
No, I don't
Vladimir
know.
Tarasenko.
The Bruins? The Boston Bruins.
Colton Pareko's on the team.
Colton Pareko!
That just advanced.
Oh, he's from St. Albert.
He
I
is.
Should know
you're,
this.
You had a crush on him.
No, New York.
Nope.
Islanders.
St. Louis. St. Louis.
The Blues.
Blues.
So that's exciting.
And the Blues will be taking on the?
I don't know.
Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final.
I thought that's... Well, I already said that.
That's another Lisa's Sports Minute.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.